What's going on, everybody? Jamie here from Sharing at Sea. Hey, here at the Sharing at Sea channel, our goal is to share information with you about cruising that will hopefully help you to have the best cruise experience possible. You know, we share vlogs, port information, cruise and travel tips, even news stories sometimes that might affect you, the cruiser. And we try to do it in a way that's a little original and doesn't look like every other cruise channel out there. You know, most often the information we share is kind of fun and bubbly and cool and exciting. Sometimes things get a little more serious. Well, that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna get a little more serious. Today we're gonna talk a little bit about cruise ship crime and how to make sure that you're not a victim on your next cruise. Coming up right after this. Hey, really quick, if you're into cruising content on YouTube, we'd love you to consider subscribing to the channel. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you're always aware of new content coming out, whether it's tips, port information, vlogs, anything like that. We don't want you to miss it. Thanks very much for that. And now let's get back to talking a little bit about cruise ship crime. Hey, now so far we've been on about 27 cruises as a family, and I'm happy to report that we have never been victims of crime, whether it be on the cruise ship or in a cruise port. I mean, maybe we're lucky, maybe we're just well prepared, I'm not sure, but we have not been counted in a crime statistic as of yet. Now, while cruise ships have been reporting serious crimes for years, it wasn't until the year 2010 that the Cruise Vessel Safety and Security Act made reporting serious crimes to the FBI mandatory for all cruise ships departing or arriving back in a U.S. port. Now, all these reports are actually available online at the U.S. Department of Transportation, and they're there ready for public view. Now, the information is reported on a quarterly basis, and for some of the stuff we're talking about today, we took a look at five continuous quarters between the years 2017 and 2018. Now, in this time span, there were over 10 million cruise ship passengers, but only just under 100 serious cruise ship crimes were reported. Now, serious crimes are considered by the FBI to be homicides, suspicious deaths, missing passengers, assault, sexual assault, and thefts involving $10,000 or more of value. Now, during the time we're talking about, there were actually no reports of theft of that dollar amount. And the most widely reported crime was actually sexual assault. Now, you can go online and look through the forums and threads of people chatting and talking, and you'll find a lot of reports about people complaining of theft on the cruise ship. Usually it's smaller dollar amounts, and that's why it's not considered a serious crime. Now, more often than not, folks are debunking those theories, saying they never had any issues, but there are occasions where people will claim that they had something taken, whether it be by another passenger or maybe a member of a cruise ship crew. Now, investigation of those non-serious crimes can be a little bit tricky. Usually it's gonna be ship security that's doing the investigations. Although on occasion, depending on where and when the crime was reported and where the ship was, it could be investigated by authorities that are based out of where the ship is actually registered. Now, whenever a claim of theft or a crime is reported by a U.S. citizen, efforts are always made to make sure that it is some level of U.S. authorities that are involved in the investigation, whether it's the FBI or other U.S. agencies. Now, if you yourself are a victim of a serious crime on a cruise ship, you should report it to the cruise ship security and or the medical staff. And if a crime happens to you in port, you're gonna wanna report it to local authorities as well as possibly reporting it to any U.S. embassy that might be available for you to go to. So what about avoiding becoming the target of a crime? The most common crime is obviously gonna be theft. But out of the serious crimes we talked about, sexual assault is the most widely reported crime. Now, these situations are very rare, but it still can happen, and you want to make sure that you take measures to avoid this happening to you. Now, listen, I mean, the reality of it is that most of these sexual assault crimes are going to be male on female. And the easiest way to avoid this happening is to make sure that you are not put in a situation where you will be alone with an unknown companion. I mean, if you're traveling with friends or family, make sure that you're always out and about in pairs. Don't go out and explore or travel the ship at night without someone knowing where you are and hopefully who you're with and what you're doing. Be wary of alcohol consumption and pay attention to if someone else is getting you and bringing you drinks that you're not watching being made at the bar yourself. And keep in mind that the statistics for sexual assault not only involve other passengers, but they can involve crew as well. Now listen, I'm not saying you can't meet someone and have an amazing time on a cruise, and I'm not saying that love can't blossom on your next cruise. I'm just letting you know to watch out, pay attention to what you do, be aware of your surroundings, and use precautions wherever you can. And if at any time you find yourself alone with someone else and you feel the least bit uncomfortable, immediately get out of there and find yourself a safer environment to hang out in. Now there are also plenty of reports of just regular straight assaults. Violence, most likely fights. If you come across somebody that's a little intoxicated, looks like they're ready to get in a fight or start a little trouble, just get out of there. Turn around, go to another place on the ship, and don't be involved in that. Feel free to go ahead and report it to any security officer that you see and let them know there's somebody potentially causing a little trouble. Let the security officer take a look at what's going on. Meanwhile, you get the heck out of there. Now, I mentioned earlier, theft is really the biggest thing to be concerned about. I mean, you have a lot of valuables with you. You have your camera, you have your phone, you have cash with you. You probably have jewelry that you're traveling with. And you want to make sure you keep an eye on these things. You know, almost every cruise ship cabin has a safe that you can use, so take advantage of that. Also, make sure that you're not a victim of temptation. And what I mean by that is don't be leaving all your things out in plain sight. Now, hopefully you never have to worry about your cabin steward doing you wrong and stealing something from your belongings. But even with that in mind, don't just leave anything of value out on the counter. Also, remember that when the cabin steward is cleaning your cabin, quite often they will prop the door open as they go in and out with sheets, blankets, pillows, glassware, anything like that that they use to clean your cabin. While they're in the middle of that, people can walk by while your cabin door is open, and if they see something laying out in plain sight, they're going to be tempted to grab it. So don't leave things on the counter or the nightstand or sitting on the bed or anywhere else that you'll create temptation for someone else. Now, when we travel as a family, we make sure to keep anything of value that'll fit in that safe locked up tight. And anything else that we have that we leave behind in the cabin, we make sure to bury it pretty good so that it's not an easy temptation for anyone passing by the cabin or anyone entering the cabin. If someone's gonna take something of value from us, they're gonna have to spend a few minutes digging through everything and trying to find it first. And hopefully that'll deter anyone because they won't have much time to be poking around. We also make sure to separate our cash and our valuables when we travel so that they're not all in one place. So if for any horrible reason we are a victim of crime, we don't lose everything at one time. Now you also need to pay attention and be aware of crime in cruise ports as well. I mean, for the most part, places you visit are gonna be awesome with locals that appreciate the tourism and they frown upon others committing crimes because that just gives the area a bad rap. Now, a few things that we do to make sure that we're not a victim of crime is whenever we're in a port, we never use a debit card and we avoid using credit cards. If you have to use a credit card, try maybe a prepaid one, or whatever you do, just don't use a debit card where they have access to your direct funds. Remember, if you have an issue with a credit card, you can always report it, and usually you can contact their fraud department and somebody will work with you on whatever happened. You know, we always also do a lot of research on where we're going, what excursion companies we're using. We make sure that they're reputable, well-known excursion companies. We also try to research transportation to and from places, what to expect to pay, what methods are gonna be safest. We don't wanna be negotiating the price of a taxi while we're driving somewhere. You wanna make sure you know before you get in pretty much what the price will be to get from point A to point B. We try to be aware of the route that should be taken as well and make sure that we're not going in a different direction than we should be. You know, and usually every time we're traveling, we're with our son. We wanna make sure we're never put in a compromising situation. So the research that we do ahead of time usually ensures that we know what to expect and that nothing comes at us like a curveball and that things stay pretty safe and secure. Now, like I said at the beginning of the video, crimes can and do happen on cruise ships. And although they're rare, there are a lot of things you can do to avoid becoming a target of a crime. It really just comes down to using common sense, being aware of your surroundings and making good decisions. Try to take it a little bit easy on the alcohol, particularly if you're out by yourself. Don't get caught up in compromising situations. If you feel uncomfortable, get out of there as soon as you can. Make sure that you never share your cabin number with strangers. Also, make sure that strangers don't accompany you back to where your cabin is, walk you back to your cabin at night, because then they'll know where you're staying and where to find you. Make sure to secure your valuables the best you can. Don't flash your cash on the cruise ship. And I feel like if you follow most of these simple rules and do these simple things, you will set yourself up for success and you'll be ready to have a great, safe, and crime-free cruise. Again, we don't put this info out there to scare you. We just want to make you aware of the reality of what can happen on a cruise. Hopefully you guys get a little something out of this and it helps to keep you and your family a little bit safer on your next cruise. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure if you have anything to add or if there's anything I missed in this video, please feel free to drop it in the comments below. Share your experiences with us. Have you ever been a victim of a crime? Did you ever have something taken or think you had something taken or stolen on a cruise? Let us know. Make sure before you check out of the video that you hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you're always aware of our new content that comes out. Join us on Facebook at the Sharon at Sea Cruise Crew, and make sure you stop in every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for our Monday night live streams. And from all of us here at Sharon at Sea, Sharon, Matthew, and myself, thanks so much for watching the video, and have a safe and happy cruise. We'll see you next time.